Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. I'm Laura.
I'm Shauna.
And we are friends and writing partners who happen to be pregnant at the exact same time, so we decided to start a podcast about it.
On this week's episode, we have our weekly check-ins. We have a segment called Today I Learned, where things get unexpectedly cheesy. And we do our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is episode 8.
Yes, episode 8. Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
So tell us what's been going on with you this week. We've got to do our weekly check-ins.
All right. So I am week 19. And oh, my God, the weird body pregnancy things just keep on coming. The hits keep coming, Laura.
The hits just keep on coming.
Ugh.
I have had
intense headaches every day.
No.
Every day. It's like there's just so much pressure in my sinuses. I wake up in the morning, my head is throbbing, and I'm prone to headaches anyway. But when I was pregnant with my first, they went away. It's like pregnancy cured my migraines, but not this time. I'm just in so much pain. And as you know, I'm so mad about the fact that we can only take Tylenol when we're pregnant because it doesn't do shit.
Tell me about it.
So I just like try to manage this head pain with a couple Tylenol and, you know, working full time and taking care of a 2.5-year-old and having throbbing head pain. It's just so draining. It's just, I'm just drained and sore and grumpy.
Ugh, what a pain. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Thanks. And so, of course, I Googled it because I Google everything. And apparently, just like in the second trimester, extra sinus pressure is part of the package.
Great.
That's just because, you know, you have more blood and everything's like swelling and there's just more inflammation up in my face. Not happy about that.
Sorry.
That's okay. One interesting thing I learned, I had another check-in with my OB this week. He told me I have an anterior placenta. It's on the front, and I did not know that.
Oh my God, Shauna.
Huh.
I have an anterior placenta.
What?
That was my check-in for this week.
No. Are
yes,
you serious?
That is, oh my God.
We're placenta sisters.
That's seriously, so that's, weird. That was my check-in for this week.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I really don't know what that means totally, except that I guess you're just not supposed to feel as much movement.
Yeah, but last week you were saying you were already feeling movement, so...
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
Yeah. I will say I felt it... The movement, I've been feeling really, really low. Like, I don't feel much up around my belly button or anything. It's all really low, like mostly just like kicks on my bladder and stuff. So it could be getting in the way of feeling movement in certain areas.
Huh. Yeah, that's so interesting because you're obviously a month ahead of me. So that was my check-in for this week. I mean, I don't want to jump in on yours, but I think this is such a weird coincidence. Like,
that is really weird. Now I'm done. I'm done check-in. Let's check with you.
Well, Shauna,
what week are you?
I am week 15.
Okay.
And I went to the doctor and I found out I have an anterior placenta too. Listeners, this was not planned. We had no idea this was going to happen. I always knew we had a lot in common, but I didn't know this was one of those things, Shauna.
Well, it's weird too because anterior placentas are not like the norm, right?
No.
I think we should explain that to listeners because I had no clue before.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's true because I didn't even know what it was before. And we're both talking about it because we've probably both Googled the shit out of it at this point.
But of course.
So placentas, as we all know, are the organ that attaches to the wall of your uterus that helps filter the blood and feed your baby and all that good stuff. And most women end up with I guess it's probably called a posterior placenta or a normal placenta probably, which is on the backside of your uterus. So it goes, you know, the front of your belly button, your baby, then the placenta, then your spine. But for us, it goes belly button, placenta, then baby, then spine. I mean, this is a low tech explanation of it that's probably wrong in about 100 different ways, but the point is that
it's the general gist, like the baby's just like buried a little bit deeper than it would normally.
The placenta is on the front side rather than the backside. And so it's padding, basically. It's a big pillow that's padding the movement of the baby that you usually feel. Because I guess what you feel is usually that front side kicking and punching and rolling, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think about it. I went in and I had a ultrasound, and he's like, oh, yeah, so you got an anterior placenta. It's so funny. My doctor, who you know, Shauna, because he was your doctor for a little while,
mm-hmm.
Super nice guy. And he's like, he was very casual about it. So your placenta's in front. You have an anterior placenta. Now, if I could get pregnant, that's the kind of placenta I would want. Because as you get later in pregnancy, you're going to be very happy to have that extra padding. Your baby's not going to be... Well, he said, you know, because you don't feel as much movement, the baby won't, like, wake you up as much and it won't be as uncomfortable. I have no idea if that's true.
Oh, well, you'll find out, I guess.
We're both going to find out.
Yeah.
We're going on this anterior placenta journey together.
That is so funny. Well, cool.
So the other thing he said was that my placenta was a little low, but he says they move a lot. They migrate. So he said not to be worried about it, that I'm going to get checked. I'm going to go for my next appointment is going to be my anatomy scan. So in about 5 weeks. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5 weeks. That's when we'll see if it's been moving around, if my placenta has moved.
But isn't it attached to your uterus? How does it move?
So I guess when your uterus stretches and grows, it like moves with it. So it's like gets higher or lower. And so
I see.
So he said it was a little low, but it's too early for it to be an issue. You know, if your placenta is very low and covers your cervix, then you have placenta previa and it's can be a complication and you probably have to have a C-section and all kinds of stuff. So, but I'm going to cross that bridge. He said he didn't even really want to tell me because he says they often move and it's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're going to find out where my placenta migrates in a couple weeks. If it does at all.
All right. I'm curious to find out.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not one skin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
Our next segment is called Today I Learned, where we talk about interesting, unusual, bizarre facts that we've learned about pregnancy recently. Laura, what have you learned?
All right, this one was pretty exciting for me. So I found out that your baby supposedly can taste what you eat, especially like really, really strong flavors. So like apparently like if you eat a lot of garlic, those flavors can pass through the placenta into the amniotic fluid. So your baby can like taste it. I know. I eat a lot of garlic. Like I'm the type of person, when I cook, I always double the garlic in the recipe, at least double or triple. Like if you look at a recipe and it says one clove of garlic, I'm like, no.
What's even the point?
What is the point? I'm like, that's like a 3 or 4 clove of garlic minimum. Yeah. Baby's definitely going to like garlic. Apparently, there was some study that said that if you drank a lot of carrot juice when you were pregnant, your baby preferred carrot juice. Part of me is like, who's drinking all this carrot juice?
Who drinks carrot juice? I don't know.
It's not. I don't know. I mean, I know juicing is really big in LA, but even I like don't think there's a lot of carrot juice around. Maybe carrot juice just isn't in vogue anymore. Maybe it was
I don't know.
For a while. What, anyway. So I'm thinking, yeah, my baby is definitely going to like garlic and definitely going to like pineapple. As discussed in a previous episode, I'm obsessed with pineapple right now. Mm-hmm. So probably going to give birth to a pineapple. That would be really unpleasant. That's a C-section for sure, giving birth to a pineapple. No, but yeah. So, and actually, I'm trying to think, like, should I start eating things that I want my baby to like, you know, because I always worry about having a kid that's going to be like a crazy picky eater, because I love food and I love all kinds of different foods, and just I can't imagine having a kid who will only eat, you know, grilled cheese sandwiches. Grilled cheese sandwiches are delicious, but
you know,
or like dino nuggets, those dino nuggets. My nephew, when he was a kid, that was the only thing he would eat, were those dinosaur-shaped nuggets from Costco.
Well, I guess we got to check in with his mom and find out if that's all she ate when she was pregnant.
I highly doubt it. But I'm wondering if, you know, I should just start eating really, really strong tasting food so I have my kid has a good palate.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's a plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go anyway, for it. That was my education for this week. What did you learn this week?
So, like I said earlier, I'm week 19, and I learned that in week 19, the baby is now covered in vernix. Do you know what this is?
No. What is vernix?
Vernix is a waxy, cheese-like, white substance that covers the baby's entire body. And, okay, so the word vernix roughly translates to cheese varnish in Latin.
Of course.
So I've got, like, a little baby covered in cheese varnish inside of me right now. But the purpose of it, which is kind of cool, it's like a second skin. And it's made of, like, oils secreted by the skin and dead cells and lanugo. Remember lanugo from a few
hair.
Weeks ago?
Yes, the hair. I do remember lanugo from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and it protects their developing delicate skin from floating in the amniotic fluid. Because, like, imagine if you floated in a bathtub for 9 months, your skin would be so wrinkly and peely.
Oh, yeah, and you'd be,
like
chafed. It's like bag balm.
What is bag balm?
Oh, you've never used bag balm? Bag balm is this, like, really, really, really thick lotion's the wrong word for it. It's a balm. It's like a really thick paste that I guess originally was, at least the way they market it, is that originally it was designed for, like, udders, for cows' udders.
Oh.
And then farmers started realizing they really liked the way it made their skin not dry. You know, it was a really good moisturizer. It's actually pretty great if you're in the winter somewhere and your skin is just flaky and terrible. It's just the thickest. Maybe it's like vernix. It's like a cheese-like cover.
Oh my gosh. Baby.
There's
brilliant.
There's nothing like more distressing, though, to realize that you have a fetus inside of you that's covered in a cheese-like substance.
Oh, you think that's the most disturbing part about this? Oh, let me carry on.
Oh, okay. Please continue.
Okay, so I've learned a lot about vernix. So, of course, like, without it, you know, they would come out looking, like, even way more wrinkly and troubled than they already do. So they keep this on their skin till about 34 weeks. And then they start to, it thickens up.
Uh-huh.
And then they shed it a couple weeks later, probably, I guess, around 36 weeks, they shed the vernix. And at that point, it combines with the lanugo, which is also shedding.
Uh-huh.
And it mixes with the amniotic fluid,
uh-huh,
which your baby swallows.
Mm.
And that becomes the contents of her first poop, which is called meconium.
Meconium. I knew about meconium. I didn't know that it was made up of cheesy hairballs.
Yeah, that's what it is. I did kind of always wonder, like, what like solid substance would be inside the intestines. Because I remember my first daughter, her meconium, you know, it's kind of crazy. So that's
great.
There you go.
Cheesy hairballs.
Aren't you so glad I told you about that?
There's just always something to look forward to. This is why having you going ahead of me by 4 weeks is just such a... It's such a blessing, Shauna.
Anyways, there you have it, folks.
That's awesome.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the ringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
So we wrap up every week by talking about our BFPs and our BFNs for the week. Shauna, what do you have for us this week?
Today I have a BFP.
Oh, thank God.
I know. Whoo, after all the headaches and everything. So as is the synchronicity this often comes up in our episodes, Laura, because we're so in sync. This touches on something we oddly already brought up this episode.
Really?
Yeah, I just did not see this coming. My BFP this week is carrots.
Carrots!
Carrots!
So you are one of those people.
Yes, I've never liked carrots. I mean, I will endure them because they're healthy. I cooked carrots, forget about it. Raw carrots, I'll force myself to eat them if they're on a crudité and I can dip them in ranch. But for some reason, lately when I open a bag of carrots to give some to my daughter, I'm just like, I need to eat 15 carrots right this second.
Wow.
So my body is totally craving carrots.
I mean, that seems like a good thing for sure. Definitely, yeah. A BFP.
Yeah, it's totally a good thing. I'm glad they're there. On the other flip side, my other massive craving right now is sugar. Mm. Just brownies, cookies, caramel M&Ms. So I'm craving the good and the bad. But go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think I know what you need to do. You need to make a carrot cake.
Oh, my God.
Right?
That's so brilliant. More like I need to go buy a carrot cake.
Or that.
Let's be real. I'm not going to make a carrot cake because I'm not crafty like that. But that sounds amazing.
Cream cheese
frosting.
Yes. Oh, so good.
Oh, my God. But we haven't really talked about cravings much. I know you were into pineapple a couple weeks ago. Have you had any odd cravings lately?
Oh, no. Well, here's the thing. I'm just kind of a person who likes all food. In general. So I haven't had any specific cravings other than the pineapple, I think. But even that, it's not so much a craving as much as like a trend. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or I just sort of, every once in a while, I do this when I'm not pregnant. I just go on a kick of buying a certain thing for a while. And, you know, like right now it's pineapple. It's not like I go all day and I'm just like, oh my God, I have to have that pineapple. So yeah, I haven't really, cravings haven't really kicked in for me.
Interesting.
That said, I'm always hungry. So I crave food constantly. I do, to be fair, I do, you know what I really want? And I think it's because I can't have it or I'm not supposed to have it. What I really want, even though I'm not really supposed to have it, and I know you kind of have different opinions about this, but I'm sort of weird about it, is I really want a Godmother sandwich from Bay Cities.
Oh, girl. I've had multiple in this pregnancy. I am not going to lie.
Oh, my God. I might have to give in.
I'd say that is, or just like a sub sandwich in general, is my top craving this pregnancy, hands down. And you're right. I know, like, you're supposed to avoid deli meat, whatever. But I had a doctor in my first pregnancy that was like, if it's a reputable source, it's totally fine. Those are whatever kind of outdated rules. And I ran with that and have not looked back. I'm living on sub sandwiches, so I'm so sorry that you feel limited and can't have the deliciousness.
Well, I asked my doctor and he was like, yeah, you're not really supposed to. And I was like, no, you were supposed to give me permission. And for people who don't know, Bay Cities is this deli, this Italian deli in Santa Monica, which is not anywhere near where either of us live. Like,
no, I hit it after we go to the beach.
Yeah, that's what I always do. If I go to the beach, I go to Bay Cities. And you take your delicious, they have this thing called the Godmother, and it's like a baguette or like a crunchy Italian roll, and like all the different kinds of pork deli meat, and like,
oh yeah,
it's so good.
It's so good. I want one right now. You're making me hungry.
Yeah, but is that a craving or is that just like because I can't have it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I am allowing myself to have it, and I do crave it, definitely. So, I don't know. I think you can throw it in the craving category.
But also, I craved it before pregnancy. I feel like maybe that's the thing we should just define, right? If it's specific to pregnancy or if it's just a thing we like.
This is true. Like, with carrots and sugar even, those are very specific to pregnancy because I like cookies and, you know, candy and stuff, but I don't ever really crave it and like need it outside of pregnancy, and definitely not carrots. I don't give two shits about carrots.
Fuck carrots.
They're so boring. But there's something, I don't know, there's something in carrots that like my body just really, really wanted. So,
huh. Well, you know, supposedly people who eat carrots, it has that beta carotene in it, right? Which gives you like a little bit of like an orange glow to your skin, especially if you're very fair skinned like we both are.
Oh, I need all the help I can get in that department. I'm pale as a ghost.
Apparently it makes you more attractive. Like there's studies that say like people who eat more carrots and vegetables and stuff who are fair because it adds a glow to your skin. So you're just going to look so sexy.
Oh my God. Heck yeah, I got that carrot glow, baby. What about you, BFP or BFN this week?
I'm with you with a BFP this week,
cool.
Which is that I started prenatal yoga.
Yay!
And I went back to Pilates.
Oh my God, look at you. You've got like an actual like healthy person glow.
Well, as you know, I've been doing Pilates for years and like not hardcore. I think I've been going about once a week, maybe twice a week, but I just love reformer Pilates. That's that where you get on that machine. They call it a reformer machine. And
oh, that is so fun.
It has all the pulleys and the springs, and it's kind of like going to like circus class and exercising. And I discovered it years ago when I had ClassPass, which was like this subscription service where you could go to like as many classes as you want for pretty inexpensive. It's kind of like MoviePass, which is now dying because ClassPass also got way more expensive because they realized it was too good to be true. But I totally took advantage when it was too good to be true. It was $99 a month to go to unlimited fitness classes.
Oh, I remember my one short-lived month in that program.
Yeah.
Oh, it was dreamy.
Yeah, and you know, reformer Pilates classes are like minimum $25 a pop. usually more. So it was a great deal and I got addicted to it. And so now I don't go as often as I did then, but I discover when I move to my new house, there's a place right down the street and they have group classes for $25 a class. And I figure for me, for $100 a month, I can afford it. And it makes me feel good and strong and I love it. But I couldn't go for about 6 weeks because of my just nausea and my fatigue. And I couldn't imagine doing anything physically strenuous, let alone Pilates. So
yeah,
I kept putting off my teacher. It's a very small class. It's like three or four people. And my teacher texts the day before class, everyone like, who's in for class? And I kept having to like put off and just be like, I'm not feeling well. So I finally just texted her and was like, look, I'm pregnant. I'll let you know when I'm ready to come back. And she was really sweet about it. And so now I'm coming back. And that was fun. And then I also discovered walking distance from my house is a yoga studio that has prenatal classes like five times a week.
Whoa, that's awesome.
It's awesome. And so I went to my first prenatal yoga class and I like Pilates much better than yoga in general, all kinds of reasons. But one of them is that Pilates is easier on my wrists and I have really messed up wrists from being a knitter and typing on a computer all the time. But the nice thing about prenatal yoga is it's so low impact and like so easy. It's like an hour and 15 minutes of gentle stretching and chilling out. Like they start the class with like 5 minutes of deep relaxation and like end it with another like 5 minutes of deep relaxation.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah, it's like exercise in quotes, but like legitimate rest time. It's pretty awesome.
Although I will admit I went to one a couple weeks ago and I'm just so out of shape with working full time and not having time to take care of myself that the next day after prenatal yoga, my entire body was sore.
Oh, no.
I'm just like, dude, Shauna, you need to get in shape. But you're more in shape than me, so I'm sure it just was like a nice gentle stretch for you.
She did a little bit of strength building, but I have to say, I'm really impressed with Pilates' ability to sort of maintain muscle tone. You know, you don't need to do it a whole lot. You know, I do about once a week, but I do it consistently. And I'm, like, pretty proud of how strong my body is.
That's great.
I don't think I look it. Like, you look at, like, even before pregnancy, like, I just kind of look like you're, you know, slightly above average weight white gal. You know, but, like, my arms are strong. And I love that. Like, I love that. And hopefully it'll be a big help when baby comes because you need upper body strength.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's like the only exercise I get is picking up my 30-pound kid.
Just gotta start doing squats with her or something. But anyway, that's it. I think that's it for this week.
Yeah, I think it is. Cool. Well, thanks for checking in, Laura. It was good to talk to you.
It's awesome talking to you too, Shauna. Let's do it again next week.
All right. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe and rate and review us. And let us know what your BFPs and BFNs are for the week, or if you've learned anything interesting, weird, or bizarre about pregnancy. You can find us on social media. Laura, where can they find us?
We have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at BFP Podcast. And then we've got a Facebook community. Just look for Big Fat Positive Podcast and join in.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Michael, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling. Get those mics rolling.
Did you say get those Macs?
Okay. I said mics, but Macs would apply also.